striding into the room. "I am very delighted to see you. I trust that Mrs. Watson has entirely recovered from all the little excitements connected with our adventure of the Sign of Four." "Thank you. We are both very well," said I, shaking him warmly by the hand. "And I hope also," he continued, sitting down in the rocking chair, "that the cares of medical practice have not entirely obliterated the interest which you used to take in our little deductive problems." "On the contrary," I answered, "it was only last night that I was looking over my old notes and classifying some of our past results. I trust that you don't consider the collection closed." "Not at all. I should wish nothing better than to have some more of such experiences." "Today, for example?" "Yes, today, if you like." "And as far off as Birmingham?" "Certainly, if you wish it." "And the practice?" "I do my neighbour's when he goes. He is always ready to work off the debt." "Ha! Nothing could be better," said Holmes, leaning back in his chair and looking keenly at me from under his half-closed lids. "I perceive that you have been unwell lately. Summer colds are always a little..."